Today's Amud is Sukkah Chaf Chesamid Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Chesamid Aleph, the second line from the top, by the words Tanu Rabbanan. So the Gemara was just talking about Rabbi Eliezer. So now on the topic of Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara brings Tanu Rabbanan. Ma'isa Rabbi Eliezer. There was a story with Rabbi Eliezer. Sheshavas begalil ha'elyon. He spent Shabbos in the upper Galil. V'shaluhu shleishim halachos b'hochei Sukkah. And while he was there, he didn't have any break. Maybe he was there for a vacation, but he wasn't given a vacation. They asked him 30 shailos in hilchos Sukkah. Shtei masrei amar lehem shamati. To 12 of them, he answered, I heard from my Rebbe, this is the halacha. Shmaina asar amar lehem lo shamati. And to 18 of the shailos, he said to them, I can't tell you, I never heard from my Rebbe what the halacha is in such a case. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Chilof Advarim. It was the opposite. They asked him 30 shailos, but Shmaina Asar Amar Lehem Shamati. It was about 18 that he said, I heard from my Rebbe, and this is the halacha. However, Ashtem Esrei Amar Lehem Lei Shamati. And to 12 of them, he said, I can't tell you, I never heard from my Rebbe, the halacha, in these situations. So Amru Lai, so the people who were asking him the shailos, so they said to him, Kol Dvarecha Einan Elo Mepi HaShemua, you only say things that you heard from your Rebbeim, these Shamati, these Lo Shamati, you can't just tell us what you hold about things, you can't tell us what your Shita is, everything has to be things that you heard from your Rebbe, you don't say things that you never heard from your Rebbe. So Amar Lehem, so Rabbi Eliezer responded to them, and he said, are you trying to pressure me to say something which I never heard from my Rebbeim? That's not going to happen. I don't say anything that I never heard from my Rebbe. And said Rabbi Eliezer, my entire life, you should know there's a few things about me. First of all, no one ever came before me to the Beis Medrash. I was always the first one, bright and early. I was always the first one there. V'lo yeshanti b'Beis HaMedrash. I never went to sleep in the Beis Medrash. I never took a nap, never went to sleep there at night. Lo yishenas keva, v'lo yishenas arai. I didn't sleep in the Beis Medrash, even though maybe Talmid HaChachamim are allowed to. I never slept. And you should know also, v'lehinachti adam b'Beis HaMedrash v'yetzati. I never left someone in the Beis Medrash and left. Meaning, I was always the last one out. There was never a time where I left the Beis Medrash and there was someone else that was still in there learning. I was always the last one out. I was the first one in and I was the last one out. V'lehisachti sichas chulin. I never spoke just stam, chatter. I never spoke sichas chulin. V'lehamarti davar shle shamati mipi rabbi me'olam. And you should know the last thing is I never, ever said something which I never heard from my Rebbeim. Everything I say is only things that I hear from my Rebbeim. And the way the Marsha explains the Gemara, it's Medayike from Rashi, Dibur Maschul Sichas Chulin, is that all these other practices that Rabbi Eliezer was saying about himself, he wasn't stam just saying all of his things. Maybe it could be he had much more things that he used to do. The reason why he spoke these things out is because maybe you could think that, hey, if I don't say anything that I never heard from my Rebbeim, but maybe my Rebbeim said things that I just wasn't there for, I wasn't paying attention. Says Rabbi Eliezer, you should know that I'm not chaser just because I don't say things that I never heard from my Rebbeim. Even though I only say things that I heard from my Rebbeim, it doesn't mean I'm chaser. Because I heard everything that my Rebbe said. Because I was always the first one in. I was always the last one out. I was never sleeping. I was never speaking and maybe missed something. I heard everything. So therefore, even though it's true I have this practice that I only say things that I heard from my Rebbeim, I have a lot to say because I never missed anything. That's why Rabbi Eliezer spoke out specifically these practices. Now still it's very difficult to understand the Chayr that Rabbi Eliezer never said his own psak. He only said things that he heard from his Rebbeim, and more than that, in Abbas Rab Nasan it seems to be Mefurish that he did say things that he didn't hear from his Rebbeim. In Abbas Rab Nasan in Perek Vav in the third Mishnah, third Braisa, whatever it's called, so over there in Abbas Rab Nasan, so it says that Rabbi Eliezer was darshening bedvarim shali shamatan aizen ma'ilam. Olam. It says he darshan things that no ear ever heard. So you see, Lahedya, that Rabbi Eliezer said things that his Rebbeim didn't say. It says that he was saying things, it was his own chidushim. Nobody ever heard it. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz asked this kasha in Sichos Musar, in page Kuf Ayin Dalet, and Rav Chaim Shmulevitz brings that of course Rabbi Eliezer would say things that he didn't hear from his Rebbeim. He wasn't just only saying things, the exact things that he heard from his Rebbeim. But everything he said was, if he would only say it, if he could imagine what his Rebbe would say about that situation. It could be his Rebbe didn't paskin about that exact case and that exact situation. But he only said things that he could say about himself, that if I would ask my Rebbeim, this is for sure what they would have said. So he did say things that he didn't hear, but it was only things that he knew that that's what his Rebbe would have said. And that says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is a Spitz Talmud. It's not someone that he just necessarily heard everything from his Rebbeim. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the words he uses is that he was mekabel the reyach ha'emes from his Rebbeim. He was mekabel the reyach ha'emes to what makes sense, what's right to say. And then he applies that in every situation. But in every situation, he knows what his Rebbe would have said in that situation. That was the ma'ila of Rebbe Eliezer, that he didn't say anything, that he didn't hear from his Rebbeim, even if it wasn't necessarily about that specific case, but it was only things that he knew that that's what his Rebbe would have said if he would have asked him. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Amru Alava Rabbi Yochel ben Zakkai, they said about Rabbi Yochel ben Zakkai, who was a Rebbe of Rabbi Eliezer, they said about Rabbi Yochel ben Zakkai, that Miyamav Leisach Sichas Chulin, that he also, a lot of these practices that we just saw from Rabbi Eliezer, he got it from the Rebbe, he got it from Rabbi Yochel ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochel ben Zakkai had a practice his entire life, he never was Sach Sichas Chulin, he didn't speak just chatter. V'loi Halach Arba Amos, V'loi Toiro, V'loi Tefillin. He didn't walk for Amos without thinking in Torah, speaking Torah, without wearing tefillin. V'lo kedamoy adam bebeis hamedrash. Nobody ever got to the beis medrash before him. V'lo yashan bebeis hamedrash. Lo yishenas kevav, lo yishenas arai. He never slept in the beis medrash. Not a real sleep, not a nap. V'lo yihir her b'mevuois hametunafois. And he never thought in Torah while he was in a dirty place. Which the Marsha says that's a chiddush. Meaning even though you see he was someone who was always thinking in Torah, he never went arba Amos without Torah. And so it was very difficult for him when he was in a place where he couldn't learn. It was very difficult for such a person not to just naturally be thinking in Torah. Says the Marsha, that's the pshat. But still, Rabbi Yochel ben Zakkai was able to overcome. And he was never mahar here in Divrei Torah when he was in a place that he shouldn't have. The Ben Yishchai and the Ben Yoyada says this pshat as well. He says, Derech HaTeva is kol chacham shu adut b'Torah yamin v'leilais, a person who all day and night is thinking and learning Torah. So yikshalav ma'ayit, it's very difficult for him to guard himself not to think in Torah when he's in places that he can't. That was Rabbi Yochel ben Zakkai's Milo over here, that no, he didn't think in Torah when he was in places that he couldn't. V'hiniach adam b'beis ha-medrish v'yatza. He never left someone in the base medrash and left, meaning he was also the last one out. Nobody ever saw him sitting and just being quiet. He was always sitting and learning, which the Marsha speaks out. It's not a maila that he wasn't just stam sitting and spacing out. The maila is that when he was sitting, he could have thought in Ian, when he was learning, when he was thinking about his svara, he could have kept quiet and had it just going on in his head. But no, he spoke everything out. Everything in learning, there's a maila like he learned in Erevin, to dafka speak out your Torah. So Rabbi Yochel ben Zakkai, he wasn't Yoshev Adayimim, he was Yoshev Ashayna, he was speaking out his learning. V'lay pasach adam dales l'tamidav elohu ba'atzmai. Nobody ever opened the door for his Talmidim, he himself was the one who opened it. V'lay amar davar shalishamah mipirabu me'aylam. And he also had this practice, that he never said something that he never heard from his Rebbeim. V'lay amar higia islamoin mi'beis medrash. He never kicked anyone out of the base medrash. He never said, okay, Rabbi Yisai, time to get out of the base medrash. He never kicked anyone out to stop them from learning. Chutz, with the exception of Me'arve Psachim, except for Erev Pesach, where they had to get up either for the Karban Pesach or to stay up late for the Seder. So they had to get up from the base medrash to take a nap, to be rested, or to be able to do what they had to do. V'arve Yom HaKippurim, and also on Erev Yom Kippur, he would kick them out of the base medrash because that there's a mitzvah to eat. So you can't just be in the base medrash, you have to go out and eat. There's a mitzvah Erev Yom Kippur to eat. And therefore, those 2 days he kicked them out, but other than that, he never kicked anyone out of the base medrash. And says the Gemara, V'chein hay Rabbi Eliezer Talmidoi Noheg Acharav. And this was Rabbi Eliezer, his Talmud, he also was Noheg these things, like we saw. Now obviously you have to say that if they were both the first ones in the Beis Medrash, so how is that possible? How were they both the first ones in and the last ones out? So maybe they held hands and they walked in together, and they walked out together. Or it could be that the Gemara just means that each one in their time. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he was the Rebbe, so that's when he had these practices. And Rabbi Eliezer, when he was the one in the Beis Medrash, when it was his Beis Medrash, so then maybe he had these practices, but it's otherwise difficult to understand how did they both have both of these milos. Again, maybe they walked in and walked out at the same time. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tanu Rabbanan, Shumayinim Tamidim Hayu Leila Hillel HaZaken. It says that Hillel HaZaken had 80 Tamidim. Shloishim Mehen, 30 of these 80, Ru'uyim Shetishra Aleihem Shechina Kemayshir Abeinu. 30 of his Talmidim, they were on such a high madrega that they were roy to have the level, to have Shechina just like Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rashbam, I believe it is, yeah, the Rashbam in Baba Basra in Kuf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, there we have this Gemara is brought in Baba Basra as well, on Kuf Lamed Aleph and Aleph. And over there, the Rashbam explains that it just that the Dar wasn't Roy. So there was 20 Talmidim, there was 30 Talmidim, sorry, that they were Roy, Shetishra Lehin Shechina, that they should have the Shechina dwell upon them, but the door wasn't Roy for it, and therefore it didn't happen. Vishleisha Mehen, 30 of the Talmidim, so that's the total now, we took care of 60, 30 there was Roy, Shetishra Lehin Shechina, Kemoshe, the next 30 was Royim Shetamu Lehem Chama, Kiyashua Ben Nun. They weren't Mamish at the level of the first 30, but they were at the level that it was Roy for them, that the sun should stop, like the sun stop for Yeshua ben Nun. That the story is over there in Yeshua and Sefer Yeshua and Perik Yod. These 30, they were right to have Nisim like Yeshua ben Nun. And then Esther were Beninim. And then there was 20 that were average, so to speak, meaning average of those times. Gadol Shebekulan. So now the greatest out of all of them, I think typically this is explained that the greatest of all 80 is Yonasan ben Uziel. But I saw that Rabbeinu Gershom in Baba Basra, he says that when it says Gadol Shebekulan, it means the Gadol of these 20. Of these 20 Beinanim, the Gadol Shebekulan was Yonasan ben Uziel. The Gadol Shebekulan of all 80 was even greater than Yonasan ben Uziel. The greatest of these 20, Beinanim, says Rabbeinu Gershom, that was Yonasan ben Uziel. Katon Shebekulan, and then the Katon out of all of them, which obviously means out of all 80, or all the last 20, but it's the same thing. The Katon Shebekulan, the one on the lowest Madrega, so to speak, was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now, if you want to know about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, says the Gemara, Amru Alava Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who we just spoke about different practices that he had, but if you want to know more about him, says the Gemara that they said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shlo Heniach Mikra Umishna, he didn't leave over any Chumash, any Mishnah, Gemara, Halachos, which refers to Halacha L'Maishim Sinai's, Va'agadais, different Agadatas, Dikduke Torah, which is different Drashas, Rashi says, learnt out from Miutim or Ribuyim. He knew everything. He didn't leave any Dikduke Torah, V'Dikduke Seifrim, which is Takanis Chazal, Kalim V'Chamurim, Kavachimers, V'Gzeru Shavais, which means Gzeru Shavais, Tekufais, which we learned about in Rosh Hashanah, the different Tekufais, the calculations, V'Gematrios. He knew all the different gematrias, which Rashi says is drushes from different switching letters. Sometimes we have a drush and shas that we switch the letter. That's what it means, gematrias. Sichas Malachi Ashares. He knew the language of Malachi Ashares. V'sichas Shedim. V'sichas Dekalim. He knew how to talk to the palm trees. He knew the language of the palm trees. Mishalos Kaifsin. Mishal Shualim. He knew the different mishalim that you use a launderer for, or mishalim that there's a fox in the mushal. He knew everything. Davar Gadol V'davar Katon. You know, big things, small things, and says the Braisa, says the Gemara, what's Davar Gadol? That refers to Maisim Merkava, that refers to Kabbalah, he knew Kabbalah, and also Davar Katan, that refers to Havayos da Abaye v'Rava, that refers to the different Sveikos of Abaye and Rava, which the Ritva points out, Avada, those aren't small, it's just in comparison with Maisim Merkava, so then the Havayos of Abaye v'Rava are considered small. The Ritva also adds that it doesn't mean that Shas is considered smaller, Avada Shas is the the greatest. This is referring to just the sveikos of Abaye and Rava, the things that weren't clarified. Those are considered small in relationship to Maaseh Merkava. That's what the Ritva explains. Now, it doesn't mean literally Abaye and Rava sveikos. Abaye and Rava weren't even alive at this time. Rather, what it means is it means that Abaye is the sveik, that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai knew these sveikos, meaning even though Abaye and Rava weren't alive yet, they came much later, but these sveikos, he knew all of them. L'kayim ashen emar, and all of this is a keem of that which it says, l'han chila v'yesh v'yitzveseyim ha'male, which means that Kadosh Baruch Hu in the future is going to give yesh, he's going to give 310 olamos to the tzaddikim, who filled their eitzreis with divrei Torah. So that was Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, he was a fulfillment of this, that he filled his eitzreis with divrei Torah, he with divrei chachma, he knew all these different things. Rav Dessler, I saw, points out in Michta Melio, in Chelek Dalet, in page Resh Mem Vav, he points out that even with all of this, with all that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai knew, with all of his practices, you would think, like his head was in the clouds. And his head was in the clouds. But says Rav Dessler, look in the Gemara in Brachas, Yitzayinam and Aleph, that even with all of this, with his head being in the clouds and all the Chachma that he had, the Gemara in Brachas and Yitzayinam and Aleph said that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai never had someone else greet him first. He was always, he greeted everybody, b'sever panim yafos, and he was the first one to give shalom. You could think that if his head was in the clouds, he wouldn't notice the other person that was in front of him. But said Rav Dessler, then no, it didn't work like that. Even with all this, he noticed every yid. There's no yid that went unnoticed from Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. And then you could add, if someone was interested in some Musar, so you could throw in the Gemara in Brachos, Chav Chasam Abiz, that even with all this greatness of Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, the Gemara says that at the end of his lifetime, the Talmidim went to Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, they went to visit him, and they saw he was crying, and Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai explained. Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, now we're a little bit, somewhat of an idea, maybe, of what Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai was, and the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai was crying, he explained that he sees in front of him that there are two paths. One goes to Gehenna and one goes to Olam Haba, and he wasn't sure which path he was going to go to. With all of this, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai was unsure, was he going to be going to Gehenna or was he going to be going to Olam Haba? Says the Gemara Vayter. So that was the Katan Shebekulam. That was Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. So Gadol Shebekulam, Achas Kama V'Kama. So you could only imagine that the Gadol Shebekulam, referring to Yonis and Benuziel, all the more so he knew all of this. And says the Gemara that Amru Alav of Yonis and Benuziel, they said about Yonis and Benuziel, that Beshah Sheyoyshe V'Isaac V'Torah, that at the time that Yonis and Benuziel was Isaac and Torah, when he was sitting in Isaac V'Torah, Kol Aif Shepayreach Alav Mian Nisraf. Any bird that flew over him, it would get burnt. That was the greatness of Yonis ben Uziel, that when he was learning, so a bird that flew over his head would burn. And the Ritva brings the Yerushalmi, we don't have the Yerushalmi, but he brings the Yerushalmi, which says that all the more so the Rebbe. So what was the Rebbe's Maila? What was Hillel HaZaken's Maila? If Yonis ben Uziel, he had all this, then when a bird would fly over his head, the bird would burn. So what happened by Hillel? And says the Ritva, he brings from the Yerushalmi, that by Yonis ben Uziel, this only happened when the bird was within Arba Amis. However, by Hillel, even if it was more than Arba Amis, even if it was outside of his Dalet Amis, still the bird would burn. That was the Maila of Hillel. Before we start the next Mishnah, we can't go weiter without some Mili de Bedichusa that I saw in this Gemara. I saw in the Sefer Nitzaytze Or HaMeir. So it's a Sefer, it brings different stories, perhaps, of Rav Meir Shapiro. So it brings over there a story on page Reish Tezvav that they asked Rav Meir Shapiro, they said, what's the difference between Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, which is the yeshiva that Rav Meir Shapiro ran, what's the difference between Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin and the other Litvisha yeshivas? That's what they asked Rav Meir Shapiro. So Rav Meir Shapiro said, it's like the difference of a chassid and a misnaged. That's the difference between Chachmei Lublin and Litvisha yeshivas. It's like the difference between Shabin chassid and misnaged. So he saw that they weren't chapping. They didn't understand what that meant. So he said, I'll give you a mashal. He said, a chassid and a misnaged sat down to learn together. So which gemara did they open up to? They opened up to Sukkah Chav Chasam and Aleph. They were learning the gemara in Sukkah Chav Chasam and Aleph, and they get to this gemara of Yonis ben Uziel. It says that Yonis ben Uziel, when he was Yoshev V'Isik V'Torah, so a bird that would fly over his head, the bird would burn. And they both of these, the Chavusashaf, the chassid, the misnaged, they both started like spacing out the shtickle. They were thinking about the gemara that they just read. And so each one of them asked the other, well, what are you thinking about? I see you're contemplating, you're thinking about something, about this Gemara. Something's getting, striking a thought. What are you thinking about? The Chassid asked this to the Misnagid, and the Misnagid said to the Chassid, I see you're also, you tell me first. What are you thinking about? So the Chassid said, you know, I'm thinking just about the Kedusha Elois, the unbelievable Kedusha that the Tana HaKadosh, Yonasan ben Uziel, the Dargas in Ruchnias, he must have reached, that he got to this Darga, that a bird that would fly over his head, that he was mamish, holy Sheba, holy, and the bird would burn up. That's what I'm thinking about. So then the Chassid asked the Misnagid, I see you're also thinking, what are you thinking about? So the Misnagid said, I'm thinking about what would be the din if this bird was owned by someone, would Yonasan ben Uziel be chayiv ben Izakin? Is he chayiv to pay the owner of the bird? That's what Meir Shapiro said. That's the difference between the Chassid and the Misnagid. Anyways, once we're on the topic of Mili de Bidichusa, so every time I see this Gemara, I think about a different Maisa that I once heard also. I had a chaver that was with a certain Rosh Yeshiva. He was by the Kaisal HaMaravi with the Rosh Yeshiva. And they were there, and a bird went to the bathroom on this Rosh Yeshiva's hat. So the Rosh Yeshiva felt, I guess, coming onto his hat. He took it off, and he cleaned it off, and they went weiter. And they were walking around some more. They were there a little bit longer. And then again, a bird went to the bathroom on the Rosh Yeshiva's hat. So the Rosh Yeshiva said to the Talmud who was there, who he felt maybe a little uncomfortable, he said, you know, the Gemara says about Yonasan ben Uziel, that when he was Yoshev Isaac B'Taira, so the bird that was flying over his head would get burnt. So I'm not holding by Yonasan ben Uziel, but at least they're scared. That's what he said. You see that they're scared of me. L'maisa, from Rashi over here, you see that when Rashi says, the last Rashi in the Gemara, by Nisraf, so Rashi says that what made the birds burn? Rashi says Shahu Malachi Asharis Miskabs and Saviva Vlishmaya Divrei Torah Mipiv. That what made them burn, it seems like wasn't really Yonasan ben Uziel Be'etzem. It was the fact that when he was learning, the Malachim were there, and the Malachim, I guess, are like Eish, and that's what burnt the fire. So, and that's what burnt the birds. I'm not sure if that would have any connection to the fear of the Rosh Yeshiva, but Al Kabanim, that's what Rashi explains. That what made the birds burn was the fact that the Malachim were over there, and that's what caused the birds to burn. Al Kapanim says the Mishnah Vayter. So this Mishnah should sound relatively familiar. We had it on Gimel and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Misha haya reisha v'ruvei b'sukkah, a person who was most of his body, his head, was all in the sukkah. However, v'shulchanai b'seich habayis, his table he left in the house. So Beishamay Paislin. So Beishamay says it's possible. We have learned the Gzeira Shem Yimashech Achashulchanai. Maybe a person will lean over his table inside his house when he eats. And therefore, because of this Gzeira, Beishamay says that your table has to be with you inside the sukkah. You can't have it that your table is inside the house. The Sfas Emes in his drashas on sukkah says when a person goes into the sukkah, a munah of Hashem, you have to go in 100%. You can't leave anything out. Even your table, everything has to be with you. You can't have it that parts of you are not fully being by Teach. It has to be, everything's there. That's Bishamay's halacha over here. You can't have it that your table's inside the house. Shemi Yimashik Achashulchanai. Ubeisilul Machshirin. However, Beisilul says that no, it's kosher. They don't have this Gzeira. Shemi Yimashik Achashulchanai. Amru Lahem Beisilul Beishamay. So Beisilul said to Beishamay, I see you say you think that there's a gzeira shem yimashich, but I leikach haya ma'isa. Wasn't there a story? Shaholchu ziknei beishamay vezikne beisilel levaker Rabbi Yochanan ben Achornis, that the zikanim of beishamay and beisilel, they went to visit by the sukkah of Rabbi Yochanan ben Achornis. Umatzu shaya yoshev roishiv ruba besukkah v'shulchanu b'sech habayis, and they saw that he was sitting in this way, that his table was inside the house. Roishiv ruba was in the sukkah, and his table was inside the house. V'loy amru le'davar, and they didn't say anything to him. So Beis Hillel is telling Beis Shammai, so you see that really there's no such gzeira. That we have this story. They all went. They saw Rabbi Yochanan ben Achornis sitting in the sukkah in this way, and no one said anything. So you see that you must be mistaken. There really is no such gzeira. So Amru Lahem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Misham Raya. That's where you're bringing a Raya from that story. We know the story. Afhim Amru Lai. They did say something. They said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Achornis, then Imkena Yisa Nahig, that if this is how you were always Nahig, so then Lakiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamechos, and you've never been Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Sukkah. Meaning they did say something. They told him that that's not the proper way to be yoytzi the mitzvah. Now Rav Eliashiv explains that it doesn't have to be that this is a machlokes and metzias. They did say something, they didn't say something. That would be a funny machlokes to have. Rather, it says Rav Eliashiv, what Beis Shammai was telling Beis Hillel was that you came too late in the story. They came and Beis Hillel, I guess the Zikne Beis Hillel came, and maybe you thought that they didn't say anything. But really, before they came, they did say something. They said that that you can't be yoytzi the mitzvah of sukkah like that. So it's not that it's a machlokes if they said something. The Beis Shammai is just telling Beis Hillel, you came too late. It says the Mishnah, another halacha, nashim ba'avadim u'katanim, peturim min ha-sukkah. The halacha is the women, slaves, and children, they're all potter from sukkah, and we'll see in the Gemara the makar for that. Katan she'eni yitzarech li'imai, if you have a child that he doesn't need his mother, he's a little bit independent, he could go to sleep, he doesn't need his mother with him, so chayiv b'sukkah, that's already the age where it's considered he's a gil l'chinuch, and mamelo, he's going to be chayiv to be in the sukkah midin chinuch. Says the Mishnah, Mai said it was a story, the Yalda Kalasi Shal Shammai HaZakin. Shammai HaZakin's daughter-in-law had a baby, so Shammai's grandson now. She had this baby now. Upiche says Hamaziva Vesikech Al Gabe Hamita Bishvil Katan. And Shammai took off the roof above the bed of the baby, and he put on some tzchach so that the katan should be able to be in the sukkah. So this is obviously a newborn baby, much younger than the age of Sheinu Tzarech Li'imai. So we'll have to see in the Gemara, this story seems to contradict the halacha we just said. The Mishnah says a halacha that it's only once he doesn't need his mother, then he's chayv in sukkah. Says the Mishnah, there was a story where Shammai put his newborn grandson in the sukkah. So we'll have to see, that we'll see in the Gemara on Amadeus.